Look around. Every car you see is probably on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars. As for flying cars, well, we're ready when they are. If you see a car you like, find it on AutoTrader. That's our kind of thing. AutoTrader.
Summer break is here. I want my kids to have fun, but I also want them to keep their skills sharp. Between vacations and sports, I need something that fits our busy schedule without adding stress. That's why we use IXL. IXL is an award-winning online platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's proven to improve grades, and one subscription covers every child in the home, saving us time and money. It's trusted nationwide. And in fact, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Messi fans, Lowe's Messi Halftime Event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a MyLowe's Rewards or a MyLowe's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messi moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messi Halftime Event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Thunder and PT's second date update, sponsored by $5 Tan. Look good, feel good with $5 Tan.
Hey, today we are talking to Julian. Julian, good morning. How are you?
Hey, how's it going?
Good. What is going on? Let's get right to it. Tell us what's going on with Amelia.
Okay, yeah. We went out about two Saturdays ago, and I haven't heard anything from her since then, and I honestly don't know what I did.
All right, well, let's rewind a little bit. Take us back to the first date and tell us how that went.
Yeah, I think we had a pretty good time. We went to this comedy club, and we saw a show, and the comedians were great. We had a few drinks. The show ended. We talked a little bit. We finished our drinks and went home, and that was it.
Huh.
Okay. And there was nothing that happened during the date that would have, like, kind of upset her?
Or something she questioned or something? No, nothing?
Nothing I can think of. I thought she was having a good time.
Yeah. Okay. When you said goodnight or after the date, anything at all happened when you said goodnight to each other?
No. No, I mean, we hugged. We didn't kiss or anything, but okay. I said I'd like to see her again, and she said okay.
Yeah, okay. And you never know with that. I mean, Julian.
Yeah, she's trying to be nice, maybe. I don't know.
You say whatever, just, you know, to get out of there. So, but who knows? And you've texted her since that first date and just nothing back from her. Okay. All right. Fair enough. Let's call Amelia and see if she's interested in seeing Julian again and what might have happened on their first date.
Hello?
Hi. Good morning. Could we speak to Amelia, please?
This is she.
Hi, Amelia. A little trouble to hear you, but we're calling from a radio station in town, and it's not a sales call or anything like that.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So,
what's going on?
Yeah. So I got to tell you. Up front, we're on the radio, and we're calling from 102.9 The Wolf, Thunder and PT.
Good morning, Amelia.
We do a segment called Second Date Update on our show. We're calling you to see if you remember a date that you went on a little while ago with a gentleman named Julian. You remember that?
Oh, of course. Yeah, okay, good. I do.
Okay, so what we do is we call and ask people why they're not getting back to that person for a second date.
Yeah, he reached out to us and asked to try to get in touch with you.
Yeah, I'm not going to be calling him back.
Okay, so can you kind of elaborate? Can you tell us like why or what happened? Because he thought it went pretty well.
Well, he didn't come to my defense.
He didn't come to your defense. What do you mean?
So we go to this comedy show, and this so-called comedian picked me out of the crowd and started making fun of me, and it was humiliating.
Oh, no. Okay.
And you wanted Julian to say something?
Yeah, I was so embarrassed.
So the comedian starts kind of like maybe chirping. Doing the crowd work or whatever, chirping stuff, and then Julian's basically like kind of laughing along with it instead of kind of Okay.
All right. Listen, as we said, Amelia, we talked to Julian a few minutes ago. We had him hold on just in case we were able to get a hold of you, which we did, obviously. He's still on hold. I would love to hear his side of the story on this. And maybe not even a side, but just to get his perspective of what happened at the comedy club. And you're angry that he, just to get this right, you're mad that he didn't defend you to the comedian.
Right.
Okay.
Right. And you know what? Yeah. I'd like to hear what you're
saying. Okay, great. Perfect. Don't go anywhere. Stay right there. Hey, Julian?
Yeah, hey.
Were you able to...
I can't believe you're upset about a comedian.
Why wouldn't I be? He was brutal.
But they were just jokes. It really wasn't that bad.
It wasn't that bad. He said I looked like a Karen in training. Hmm. I mean, and then he called me a bumblebee.
Okay. What? Okay. Well, why would he call you a bumblebee?
Wearing black and yellow stripes.
Because of what you were wearing?
Well, that part, yeah, but still, it wasn't funny.
He was picking on everyone. He wasn't just picking on you. That's what they do.
You just should have said something.
I'm not going to pick a fight with a comedian in the middle of a show. That is ridiculous.
You should have stood up for me. If you're fond of someone who's your date, who you're at a show with, normal people would say something.
Normal people, I mean, when you go to a comedy show, this is what I think normal people would expect. Plus, you're the one who wanted to sit close to the stage.
Okay, so, hold on a second. Whose idea was it, Julian? Was it your idea to go to the comic club or Amelia's?
It was mine.
Okay.
Because yeah. Amelia, like... Right,
way up close.
But,
yeah.
But you know that this is a part of the act, right, Amelia? Or did you feel it was just completely unfair?
I didn't think he was going to lay into me like that. I mean,
I think you're overreacting. I don't even remember what he said.
Okay, why do you think he said you look like a Karen in training? Are you obviously very
because sensitive. Of a haircut? Or is your was it like,
or was it because whatever you were wearing? It was black and yellow stripes. That was the bumblebee comment, correct?
Yeah, but yeah. I mean. I remember what he said. I'm just not going to repeat any of it.
Right.
And I don't know.
Hurt your feelings.
I'm an attractive female. I don't know why he said that.
Yeah.
And I just really think you need a sense of humor about this kind of stuff. I think you need to get over it.
I think that you and the comedian need to adjust your sense of humor. Mm. Making fun of people is just stupid, easy bullying.
I totally disagree.
All right. Okay. So I don't think we're going to see a second date. You want to see Julian again? Obviously, this is not going.
I agree. I really need somebody with a good sense of humor.
I will say this, Amelia, in Julian's defense, he didn't even mention, we asked him if was there anything that kind of was weird on the date, and he didn't even bring this up. So for him, it wasn't that big of a deal. Obviously, for you, it is, and that's okay.
Yeah, of course.
It just seems like maybe your sense of humor is just kind of different.
I was sitting in the back. Yeah. Were you guys sitting up front, Julian, close to the front of the stage?
Yeah, very close.
If we went back to a comedy club. Well, if you went back
to a narcissist, he didn't even want to look over at me. He was just into himself. And
I was watching the comedian and laughing.
Yeah. And you thought he was laughing at you, and nobody wants that on a first date to be made fun of.
Yeah. And the laughing with somebody versus at somebody can be misinterpreted. Right. So I mean, we can understand that.
All right, Amelia.
I get that a lot on the show here when Thunder's laughing. You know, I feel like it's with me, but sometimes it's at me. So
yeah, and that's true.
Yeah,
and Amelia, I feel for you.
Yeah,
I feel for you. And so I'm so sorry that happened to you. And Julian, you know, like I think you even mentioned maybe. Somebody else might be better suited for you.
Yeah, somebody with thicker skin.
Okay, got it. All right. Anyway, as we sometimes say, it can get a little awkward here on
Second Date Update.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Up next, it's 90 minutes of nonstop nonsense and everything country with Thunder and PT. On The Wolf.
Look around. Every car you see is probably on Auto Trader. New cars, used cars, electric cars. As for flying cars, well, we're ready when they are. If you see a car you like, find it on AutoTrader. That's our kind of thing. AutoTrader.
Messy fans, Lowe's Messy Halftime Event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a MyLowe's Rewards or a MyLowe's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messy moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messy Halftime Event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.